Thank you, thank you. You are playing your organ so early in the morning.
Sounds more like a calliope, one of those old steam calliope things.
Not an organ?
Well, it is.
I don't know. Who's playing it?
That I can't tell you. I don't know who. Jasmine would know.
Jazz?
It's me.
Oh, okay. We love our Jasmine.
We do.
Yes, yes. Mr. Schwani, did you hear about the Chicago Proud thing that I began, actually? This is where I was filling in one day and I got a call from Milwaukee, a listener who said, I am afraid to come downtown on Michigan Avenue where you are because of everything happening in the news regarding Chicago. I used to love shopping at Water Tower Place at Nordstrom's, but I'm afraid to do that. And I had a conversation with her about it.
Yeah.
And then that same day or the day before that, I saw a Facebook post where all these people after an accident were helping out. And it was hashtag Chicago Pride. So I thought, and I ultimately called my alderman, James Kappelman, and I said, what do you think of the idea of supporting and promoting good things that happen every single day in our city? And in fact, of course, good things happen every day. Big things, little things, but big to you and your family. You know, if your kid gets all A's, it's not going to make the evening news, but it's really a big deal to you. So hashtag, and we thought Chicago Proud, you know, because it's not anything to do with the LGBT community,
right,
you know.
Right.
So it's hashtag Chicago Proud, we thought. And we've been doing it. And the alderman had a press conference about a week ago. Unfortunately, it was the same day the press conference was also held that the city teachers might go out on strike. So we didn't get a lot of press, but we've done some things.
I think there was an overriding story there.
Yeah, I know it. But this morning, I'll be on Channel 9. We recorded it already, and it was on Politics Tonight with Paul Lisnick. We talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done some other media. I've done it with This is John Arena, an alderman, because all the aldermen want to do this. You know, I mean, they're sick and tired. I am, too, of, as much as I love Jimmy Fallon, him making fun of our city, or that Donald Trump, what's his name?
The
guy with the hair.
Republican, the nominee for president.
Yeah, I can't quite get his name out. I don't know why. But he, I have no idea why. But really, I'm tired of Trump making fun of our city as well. We have good things that happen here, and I know the news needs to be covered. And thank goodness we have people like you who do that appropriately and do that very well. But we also need, I think, the good news to be covered. It may not make the WGN 5-minute newscast or the evening news, but it should make it somewhere.
Just some sort of story to let people know that there is some form of humanity out there.
More than that. I mean, just good stuff happening.
Yeah.
And via social media, we can all do that. So it's hashtag, whether it be watching the national anthem last night at the Blackhawk game, or whether it be, as I said, your own kid getting all A's in school, or the Cubs happening to win a baseball game. Amazing, amazing the way the Cubs are going, right? Hashtag Chicago Proud. Anything you see that makes you proud of Chicago. So take a picture of it in social, Instagram, Facebook, whatever you use, Twitter.
You have a Facebook page for this?
No,
I've got a
but that's not a bad idea. But what you do is if there's something that strikes you, just hashtag Chicago Proud. Take a picture or not, hashtag Chicago Proud.
Oh, I can think of a few things right now I can do.
Of course, of course.
Let me find my phone.
All right. Well, you search. We'll talk to you after 7 o'clock.
Okay,
Steve. Another newscast then. Thank you, Mr. Schwani.
You bet.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
We'll be talking about the most important vote, the vote that really, truly matters not only in Chicago, but in America, with Anna Johnson of Chicago Canine Rescue, an organization that does amazing things for dogs mostly, but some cats as well. But there's a new organization called Barb's Precious Rescue. And an old friend of this show, Louise Basgell, is on the phone. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Steve. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for getting up so early in the morning. Tell me about this rescue.
Barb's Precious Rescue is located in Palatine. And I think what's really special about this place is that all of the cats that are housed there are free roaming. Except for somebody that might need a little adjustment with health or attitudes, everybody kind of roams around and has a great time.
So there's no cages, is what you're saying.
There's no cages,
right.
Totally cage-free, and it gives the adopters the opportunity to see what the cats are going to be like in their homes and see which cat is going to pick to go home with them today.
Well, it's a less stressful setting for the cats, too. You know, I mean, years
ago,
the cats were kept in cages because everyone thought cats prefer that. No, they really don't, you know, and it doesn't give them much space in a cage. So ideally, this is actually a better situation. And there's a benefit coming up really soon, really soon.
Yeah, today, as a matter of fact.
Tell me about it.
Okay, so we're going to have a lot of people there that are all really, really pet friendly. And Barb, the founder of Barb's Precious Rescue, will be there to talk about the plans of the shelter because currently right now we're, I don't mean to say only housing cats, but we have cats there only. And eventually in the very near future, we hope to be able to include dogs in our shelter as well. So we're hoping to raise the money and everything to make that a possibility.
Yeah, to build
but
addition.
The other thing that
yes, go ahead.
We're
I'm sorry.
Very excited about, the Village of Palatine is very supportive of everything, and they're asking us to come up with a couple of programs to help the community. We're going to be hopefully in the near future doing a trap, neuter, and return program.
Very good.
That will help all the feral cats in the area. And also to work with all the people that are have a little problem with either keeping their cats in their home, either financial problems or medical issues. And so we're going to be working on a program to make sure that those cats don't end up in a shelter, that they can do the best they can do, either medical issues or maybe they have problems with feeding their cats, and we're going to try to work on that so we don't end up having them in the shelter. So we're really excited about those programs.
And I will talk about why that matters so much, providing these safety nets, this afternoon to your group. Talk about the
Perfect.
Event.
Well, the event is going to be at the Cotillion Banquet Hall. That's in Palatine on 313 Creekside Drive.
That sounds very, very fancy.
Well, it is not very fancy, but it is very, very nice. They're super terrific people. They're doing a lot to help us out. And I really think that in the area, we have a lot of community support, and we're going to really look forward to do more and more. We've rescued a little over 700 cats in the 2 years that the shelter has been open.
That's nice. And That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
It really is. Yeah, I mean, for a startup organization, although Barb has been doing this for quite some time, but to really get the people involved and get the word out, it's really, really exciting. And it's although it's important to raise the money to help the cats, I think really getting the word out and letting people know that we're there and we're there to support them as well as the other way around, that's what I'm really excited about.
Well, our news guy's favorite dog, Noodles the dog, will be there performing. and
yep, Noodles the Wonder Dog will be there for sure.
And I'll be there speaking. And there's much more. It's all on my website, stevedale.tv, stevedale.tv. That might be the easiest way in which people can learn more about it. Louise, I will see you this afternoon.
Wonderful. I'm looking so forward to it, Steve. Thanks so much. And I'm hoping that we're going to have a great time today and really rescue a lot of great animals in the future.
I'm sure we will. She is amazing. And all these people at all these organizations, there are more and more organizations like it, more and more folks doing what we call quote unquote rescue. And generally, that's a wonderful thing. I mean, 700 cats in less than 2 years. That's great. That's Barb's Precious Rescue. You can Google that, as they say, or just check it out on my website, stevedale.tv. Well, I mentioned great organizations. There's one that's been around for a couple of years now, for sure. It is called Chicago Canine Rescue. And yes, they are involved in a very important election. We'll tell you about that next. Anna Johnson is in the studio from Chicago Canine Rescue. Thank you for hanging out through all this. Good morning, Anna.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Chicago Canine Rescue, an amazing organization. Tell us about it.
It is. So Chicago Canine Rescue was founded in 2001 to rescue vulnerable at-risk dogs in Chicago. So we're about 15 years old at this point, and we've rescued over 6,500 dogs in that
time. It's pretty amazing, yeah. And some cats.
And a few cats and even a couple of bunnies at this point. So we're really spreading our arms and just welcoming everybody in at this point, too.
Now, I had you in for our monthly adoption segment on the Steve Cochran Show just a couple of weeks ago, and the good news is that one of those two very cute dogs, a dachshund, was adopted to a very special person to me.
That's right. So Steve was kind enough to kind of set up, if you will, a little Granny Smith with someone from...
Granny Smith is the dog's
the
name.
Yeah. The dog is Granny Smith. Someone from Marlene Wells from one of the departments here
promotion.
At WGN. Promotion department here at WGN.
She is a legend at this radio station. I mean, she's been here for longer than the radio station has been here. Sorry, Marlene.
Oh.
But she is an amazing spirit. And she knows dachshunds as well as I think anybody knows dachshunds because she and her husband have had dachshunds forever.
Oh, agree. And what a fantastic couple. So they met little Granny Smith. Her name is now Spritzel. And we've had multiple updates that she's just fitting in right with their little pack of dachshunds and having a ball. So she found an awesome home. Thanks to WGN.
Yeah, well,
and WGN.
Well, and thanks to you too, because this dog, Granny Smith, and several other dogs, kind of an interesting story as to where they are from.
That's right. So Granny and the other little dog we brought, Fuji, as well as two more in our shelter, and approximately 32 spread throughout CCR and five other organizations in Chicago.
CCR is you, Chicago
CCR being
Canine
us,
Rescue.
Yes, Chicago Canine Rescue. And then the others went to Bow Wow Revolution, Fetching Tails Foundation, Lulu's Locker, Alive Rescue, and One Tail at a Time. They were all rescued from a hoarding situation right here in Chicago where there were over 30 dogs in one home that needed out and needed to find new homes. So.
And the good news is that they're on their way to doing that.
Thanks. Every single one of them, yep.
Yeah, thanks to you. So Chicago Canine Rescue, the mission is oftentimes, most often, to take dogs that nobody else will. And these dogs are great dogs. I mean, look at your adoption numbers. It's just that until you came around, and other groups too, no one was pulling these dogs.
Right. And our founder, Lisa Klatnia, started the group after working at the Anti-Cruelty Society back in the late 90s and, of course, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. And she saw that the adoption rate for dogs that had any kind of special need, even just being, you know,
a pit bull, or being a dog that's a black dog,
a little older,
or being a middle-aged or older dog, right?
Maybe needed some minor to major medical care before they'd be healthy enough for adoption. They were getting passed over, and that's exactly why she started this organization, and that's, you know, what we try to continue doing now, 15 years later.
Speaking of apples,
yes,
Fuji and
Granny Smith. Yep.
There's an organization called CRISP.
That's right.
Has nothing to do with apples, but it's a healthy organization because look what it does. Explain to me what this group is.
All right. So CRISP is a new collaboration between six rescues here in Chicago.
Which is great in of itself.
Yeah. We were, Chicago Canine Rescue, we were super excited to be a part of this. So it was started by One Tail at a Time. And it currently includes Chicago Canine Rescue, One Tail at a Time, Lulu's Locker, Fetching Tails Foundation, Alive Rescue, MCP Rescue, which is a really great new group on the scene, and also the Live Like Roo Foundation, which is a charity for dogs with cancer. So what we are, it's called Chicagoland Rescue Intervention and Support Program. And what we do is try to provide assistance and diversion services from CACC, Chicago Animal Care and Control, to people who are hoping to surrender their pets.
So that's what I was talking about with Louise. It's sort of a safety net, really.
Yes.
So before the dog even enters animal control, you're literally parked outside the building.
Yeah.
And say, all right, if there's a way we can intervene to help, let's see what that is. And oftentimes you can.
It's true. So right now we are covering every Saturday, one of our groups on a rotating basis, or every Sunday and most Saturdays on a rotating basis. We are outside CACC, stopping people on their way in the door, finding out what their story is, why they're giving up their animal, what, if anything, we can do to help. At this point, we've treated 5 dogs for parvo and reunited them with their families. We've provided spays and neuters and vaccination services for people who couldn't afford it. We've even boarded animals while people were going on vacation because they truly felt they had no option for Wow. someone to care for their pet and couldn't afford to board them. So we've diverted a lot of animals from entering CACC, over 200 at this point, since May.
Wow.
And the kind of other side of the coin is if the person cannot be dissuaded and truly needs to give up their animal, we are networking them live in real time on social media to make sure that animal is placed in rescue by the end of the day rather than having to enter Chicago Animal Care and Control and be another, you know, homeless pet statistic in Chicago.
Potentially. I mean,
yeah.
It's not that animals don't get adopted from animal control, because they do, or
right.
organizations like you come in and take the dogs out.
Right.
However, the more dogs that don't enter the facility in the first place, the more space they have available for one thing, and for another, the better the odds this dog is going to find a home.
Exactly.
Or cat.
Yeah. And it eases up the bottleneck there a little mm-hmm. bit, takes some of the pressure off, and also, you know, reduces the chances that those animals will be exposed to canine influenza, exposed to other illnesses. That makes it harder for rescues to pull them once they've gone in there.
Okay. We have a very special event, you and I, we need to talk about.
That's
I need
right.
to do these commercials first. We did not talk about the mutt strut, and that's really the reason why you're here. So for This is wrong, Anna.
It's all right.
So, and I'm out of time.
No
so
worries.
For further information on the event coming up when?
Next Saturday, October 22nd from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. is the Mutt Strut.
Are you hearing music?
Yeah. It's my alarm going off.
Oh, that's what it is. I'm looking all over the studio.
It's to remind me to stop talking too.
That's okay. So what? That's not happened to me.
Oh,
so tell
no.
me tell me when the Mutt Strut is with the lovely background
so
music.
So the Mutt Strut is next Saturday, October 22nd from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the corner of Southport and Newport in Lakeview. It is a block party. It is a walk for the dogs. It is our biggest fundraiser of the year, and it is going to be emceed by
me,
Steve Dale.
Yeah, yeah. And there'll be some special announcements, and we'll also name the presidential dog.
That's right. We will have a canine election.
Yes, yes, which is the most important part.